This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I'd love to say we just got 4 days left, but we all know they're going to try to contest it. They're going to try to steal it. I've got all the news here. The polls show Trump, in rigged polls, is 6 points ahead, 4 points ahead, 8 points ahead, 10 points ahead, depending on the battleground state, 6 points ahead in Florida. They are crapping their little britches right now. And they are getting ready to pull out all the stops fraud-wise. I've been up late every night working. And so it's like the calm before the real storm hits. I am just super calm today. I'm normally just chomping at the bit, bouncing off the walls. I am super calm. Now, I only had a half cup of coffee this morning. It's because I take selenium. It gives me so much energy because it's key to electrochemical processes in the brain. I realize I haven't taken selenium in a couple of days, so I'm going to take... This is not a plug. I realized I was just doing it and forgot to take it during the one-minute break, so now I'm plugging because it's out of necessity. I'm going to take my probiotic. I'm going to take my selenium from InfoWarsLife.com, and I'm going to take a Brain Force, too, because I don't normally need... Yeah, I wasn't planning this. I don't normally need... Brain Force. I mean, like I said, taking selenium, I've even cut back on caffeine 90% probably. But then sometimes going off caffeine, I just suddenly get like a doldrum. I mean, I got tons of energy, but compared to normal. And so right now I'm taking a Brain Force and I'm taking a probiotic, Biome Defense from InfoWarsLife.com. And then again, I don't know where it's gone. There it is. My selenium, BioTrue selenium from InfoWarsLife.com. I'm going to take this right now as well. I was just thinking, why not just plug on air since I was already about to take it during the break? Watch what happens the next hour. Mighty Mouse! It's like the I'm strong to the finish because I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Doot, doot. You know, part of that is just being myself and being self-deprecating. Because pride goeth before a fall, and it's fun to act stupid sometimes, isn't it? Gallows humor, my friends, but I'm not going to mix being silly now with this important information, so I'll cover it when we come back from break and as I reset my mind. But, man, when you're reading about pedophile rings and Epstein and the Clintons and just at a certain point, it's like, wow. Could we just get some half-decent people in government that aren't total scum and who aren't trying to start World War III and who aren't in love with radical Islamists opening our border up? I mean, really, it goes to the psychology of these people that they're so outrageously unhappy. And Hillary, a lot of psychiatrists have pointed this out. I'll have Pachinik on just about how she only wants to be around really ugly people. Now, I'm not a crazy fake person where I just want to be around beautiful people, but with Hillary, it's known. Really ugly, really nasty, really weird people, really criminal people. She likes hanging around with pedophiles. She likes representing scum. She likes just she likes not taking baths. She's just a big, stinking, horrible, nasty monster. And she is probably one of the greatest villains I've ever known of. And because she hides it all because she's this waddling, evil old woman. You know, it's supposedly okay because she's a woman. We have names for evil women. We call them witches. Well, Alex Jones calls her a witch. I don't mean that literally. I mean it figuratively as an archetype. But I love how the media test markets all these attacks on us and then drops them immediately because all it does is boost Donald Trump's polls. We're not in the same old world anymore where you control things and you say what's normal and you get to criticize us. When you criticize us, our stock goes up. You are done. I know you still have the big paychecks and still think you're somebody in the MSM. You're not. You're a disgraced joke. And Donald Trump smelled that. He's always been a nationalist and a patriot and against NAFTA and GATT, but he's become dominantly that now and has gone through trial by fire and has come out after the battle with the metaphysical bullrog even stronger. He's no longer Donald Trump the gray, but Trump the white. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're only 4 days out, and Donald Trump is Americana. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. That there is a seismic shift, just like Brexit, the awakening to the true nature of planetary control. And once you force that debate out in the open, and people realize that they've been kept in the dark and are being governed from afar, just as with our colonies in 1775 and 1776, the breakaway is as sure as night following day, and so on and so forth. Here's part of an intro with Donald Trump.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. Americanism, not globalism. Americanism, not globalism.
The era of economic surrender will finally be over.
We will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism.
They have gotten the political establishment and the media establishment to become pure, wanton henchmen of totalitarianism.
If you were a foreign power looking to weaken America, you couldn't do better than Hillary Clinton's economic agenda.
I think what the Chinese have done is really smart.
The skyscrapers went up in Beijing and many other cities around the world, while the factories and neighborhoods crumbled right here in Detroit.
It's all training us to accept less, lowering expectations, a post-industrial world, a new dark age. That's what the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 calls for.
When we abandoned the policy of America first, we started rebuilding other countries instead of our own.
Not a world, Winston, that gets more beautiful and more technological and stronger. A world that gets uglier and stupider and more stunted.
That the government should allow Hillary Clinton to become president of the United States.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Well, I voted for Hillary, and I guess I have to since I'm working for her as well.
You want an image of the future, Winston? It's a boot stomping on a human face forever.
Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism.
Women are treated, discriminated against in all of these countries she took money against. Gays and lesbians are either executed or punished severely. They're mistreated. She claims to be their champion.
Don't look at me, Winston. See the black circles around my eyes and see how ugly and weak I am, expressing myself and dying, that I torture people 18 hours a day, that I have a horrible life. That's the beauty of the satanic evil of the priest of power ripping apart humanity. We're here to hurt humans. We're here to suck your guts out.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Well, I told the Clintons 2 weeks ago that, from my sources, that if they didn't start backing down and didn't stop trying to steal the election, that more info would be coming out dealing with sex, dealing with children. And you notice now that's coming out in the New York News. We've had guests on yesterday. The NYPD's got the information. This will destroy the Democratic Party. This will irrevocably annihilate you. But you tried to kill the country, didn't you? You tried for a full takeover. You were so naked, you were so arrogant that you openly had all these servers selling our secrets to the world. These were drop boxes to then corrupt other politicians and get them involved using secret servers and pseudonyms and nom de plumes to complete your corruption. Now, until 45 after, and we've got some breaking news coming then, we have William F. Jasper joining us to cover the election, what he thinks is coming, what's happening. He's the editor at thenewamerican.com. And I don't always introduce him this way because I like to do this for the average guest. It's important to know where we came from and what we've done. I've never been a member of the John Birch Society. It was set up in 1956, and it was set up by American patriots who discovered that we turned our back in China and put the communist Chinese in power in 1949. That's now been declassified, what, 13, 14 years ago. But the John Birch Society, with military people and others, began to go public. They got demonized. They got attacked. Back when mainstream media was like God in this country, back when it was totally trusted. And if you go back to what they said back then, it was basically all accurate, on target. And that's where Barry Goldwater and everything else we've seen in Ron Paul came from. So when you hear the media say Donald Trump spouting Alex Jones information, he gets it from Alex Jones, I'd love to say that was true. And we've had conversations on air and off air, and Trump does agree with me on a lot of things because we're seeing the same thing. And he's advised by people like General Flynn, who understand how the real world works. This isn't like some political view we have that's our opinion. Global government's now out in the open. And it's exactly as the founders of the John Birch Society said it was back in the 1950s. And these people put everything they had into fighting this. Everything. They sold their companies, you name it. These are the folks are the reason we're even able to put on this defense now. But here's the good news. Even if they steal this from Trump, and he's an imperfect messenger, everybody is, I think he's going to win. This is the beginning of the end for global government. And they admit that in the Financial Times, in The Economist, in their publications. They are chicken with their head cut off, freaked out. Now, they admit authoritarianism might still work, but they've got to take the gloves off now, which makes it a lot harder. So the reason I bring up the John Birch Society is you have to understand, folks, our resistance to this started a long time ago in this country and other areas, and is now a global phenomenon. And so, if you think we're in trouble now, look at what 50, 60 years ago, almost no one knew about this. So we've come a long way. Most Americans know the Federal Reserve represents a bunch of private interests and isn't federal. Most Americans now know about global government. They know about NSA spying. They know about government picking winners and losers. They know about the uber rich wanting to make us poor. And once that paradigm shifts, the class warfare doesn't work anymore. So we're in a race right now, a race against tyranny. William F. Jasper, the New American Magazine, newamerican.com, great news site as well, joins us. There's so much to cover. I've got evidence of them to have early projections and how they're going to announce that Hillary's won early to turn folks away and try to sew it up Tuesday afternoon. We've got other information we're going to get into, but the good news is Trump is surging in every poll, even polls that sample way more Democrats. They're in panic mode, and there is good elements of our government that are now leaking information. It's coming out. It was not the Russians. This is an incredible time to be alive. And so William F. Jasper is our guest. I kind of set the table there with this epic fight, but what is it like for you being involved for 30-something years, your parents, early members, you thought they were crazy, World War II vets, you know, saying that our government was working with communists. You investigated their claims, found out they were right. I mean, I'm kind of recapping your story, but you've been a member since you were, you know, a young man, to now see how we've been vindicated. My dad, you know, giving speeches when he was in high school and college about this, he's been vindicated. I mean, thank God for the folks that have been out there. And it's not about the credit, but it's understanding how now worldwide the movement the John Birch Society started is now the worldwide resistance, not in the actual organization, but in the spirit of it. Is that not accurate?
Well, I think it is, Alex, and I thank you very much. And a great deal of that can be credited to you. You've done an amazing job in the last decade, the last couple of decades. Next month will be my 40th year in this fight. And so I have seen a lot of crazy, wild, and terrible things happening. And I have to say, this election cycle, this current cycle that we're in right now is the most amazing wild ride that we've ever experienced, with all the things that are happening, all the things that are coming out. And it is a very exciting time, and it's a very sobering and in many ways a frightful time, because so much is at stake. We are now down to the wire in this battle of nationalism, Americanism versus globalism. And we don't know exactly how that's going to come out, but we did not think weeks ago, months ago, that it was going to be this close. The way the media had stacked it, the insider globalist media had stacked it for Hillary, as you reported, as we reported this past June, at the Bilderberg summit, it was all stacked with Hillary Clinton's people, stacked against Trump, and stacked against the other big issue at that moment was the Brexit in the UK. And I think, and we reported and we said and we opined since then, that the way the Brexit vote came out in the UK in favor of exiting the EU, in spite of the Project Fear launched by the British Conservative Party, the Labour Party, the Liberal Democrat Party, a sweep of all the parties except for the UKIP, and with all of the media, all of the banks, all of the big globalist corporations, the establishment think tanks and establishment economists all say, warning the British people that the island would self-destruct and Godzilla would eat London if they voted for the Brexit. Nevertheless, against all of the polling, the British people surprised us all and came out in favor of the Brexit, in favor of leaving the EU, which has been a monstrous attack on their national sovereignty and the national sovereignty of all of the EU member nations. And so we said at the time, I said in my opinion pieces at the time, that this was a very sobering thing. And it was a very exciting thing for us, because it presaged what was likely to happen with the same odds in the Trump-Clinton matchup.
William F. Jasper is our guest, New American Magazine, newamerican.com. If Trump gets in and they're unable to steal it, how will they counterstrike? Obviously, they've tried to now bring the UK down economically, but the people see through that, kind of like Hitler in the Blitz. It only hardened the Brits to fight harder. Now that global government's out in the open and they openly threaten to implode our economy and they openly threaten to do all these horrible things, you know, if we elect Donald Trump or burn down U.S. cities, it only illustrates the fact that we do have this alien foreign corporate system over us that is in the news financing Hollywood today to openly say white males are inherently bad and should be, quote, killed. I mean, the rhetoric of these people is beyond anything I ever even saw Marxists put out. It is the most virile, bizarre, authoritarian, insane asylum garbage I've ever seen. What's behind that?
Well, that's part of this whole culture wars, which is really the setup for all of the change of our whole system. If you capture the culture, that is the entertainment, the education, all of the methods and means of transmitting to the younger generation what this country is supposed to be up about and the world view, you essentially have won. And that has been the principal psyops attack of the communist end of the conspiracy from day one, going back over 100 years. And it's been the principal means by which the globalist insiders working together with the communists have accomplished the same thing, assisting the transformation of our culture through entertainment, through education, through propaganda. You can convince one of the most potent examples of that, of course, is the acceptance by the younger generation now of homosexuality, something which a generation ago was so abhorrent that it wasn't even mentioned. But if you constantly, on the network television sitcoms, soap operas, etc., present people with homosexuality, with perverse sexuality of all kinds, pornography, you're going to wear down the resistance to that. And that's what they have done. And the same thing with gender politics, with race politics. The very people who claim that they are against hate are the ones who are engendering hate. They're particularly engendering, and now, as you point out, coming right out in the open and demanding hate for European culture, Christian culture.
And it's mainly white people pushing it. And again, you know, they use these football issues of sex and things. They admit this to divert off the financial thieving, the spying. We're all losing our rights. And they just get us all fighting with each other when we were all basically getting along before. But how do they square this idea of announcing world government, having the Pope push world government, global carbon taxes, you know, Time Magazine, Newsweek, the Financial Times of London? We need world government. It needs to be unelected for your own good. Carbon taxes. But then they separately say it doesn't exist. It's insane if Donald Trump talks about it. If Donald Trump talks about the TPP. I mean, there was an article a few days ago in Bloomberg saying, yes, cities are passing laws for illegals to vote, and we should have illegals voting, but Trump's against it, and it doesn't exist. He's insane. They're actually writing articles that are, like, meant to be mentally ill now, where it says the illegals are voting, and we need to make more vote, but Trump's insane. They're not voting. I mean, world government's here.
The common sense American would go, okay, we're not supposed to be having illegal aliens vote, but when somebody makes a common sense proposal or passes legislation,
they scream racist
for voter identification. Then automatically you're a xenophobe, a racist.
Sure, but I'm asking you. You're a smart guy. There's this new thing where they go, we're setting up world government, but we'll call you racist if you say it exists. It's almost like they're trying to break us or something by openly engaging in nonsense. I mean, I'm seeing a new assault now of, like, nonsense.
Well, and that's one of the benefits that we have seen with Trump's ascendancy, is that he has called this political correctness, this brainwashing, this propaganda for what it is. And many people have been afraid to criticize anything because they're afraid of the racist label. They're afraid of being called hateful.
You're right. So his biggest thing is being brazen and getting us out of our comfort zones.
Yes. And I was just at the United Nations the week before last. I've been a correspondent there for 30 years. They hate me. I hate them. That's one hate I will admit to. But they frequently try to stop me from being accredited there. I have been accredited there for three decades.
Yeah, that's a perennial deal where they try to kick you out or stop you.
Right, and I don't know whether they're going to accredit me this time. They've gone through a new procedure, and the day before I arrived there, I read a story in the Canadian Financial Press that they had instituted a new accreditation process for alternative media for those who represent advocacy positions. So I'm sure they're going to give me a tough time about getting accredited. But while I was there in New York at the UN, we had just gotten a new Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, and he's a buddy of Hillary Clinton's and Bill Clinton's. He was the president of the Socialist International, and the Socialist International proudly traces its lineage back to Karl Marx. It is the largest organization of communist and socialist organizations. He's the former prime minister of Portugal, president of the Socialist International. Now he's the Secretary General of the UN. Prior to that, he was the man in charge of designing the refugee program that flooded Europe and is trying to flood the United States. He worked there with Peter Sutherland, the chairman of Global Sachs International, and with Anthony Lake, the Institute.
And again, the biggest banks, what the John Birch Society has done, it was the first to do, and then Barry Goldwater was the senator, obviously, was in there and able to see the documents and confirm what you were saying, what your parents were saying, others were saying, is that, and what Welch was saying, obviously, was that the ultra-rich want to get rid of a free market and have a monopoly, as John D. said, competition is a sin, and that's why they're always caught running the communists, running the socialists, running the Russian Revolution. It's a plague. I mean, don't we almost have to apologize to the Russians being from the U.S. or England because our country's money and people contributed to the overthrow of Russia?
Well, absolutely. And again, we want to make a distinction between the Russians and the communist regimes that ruled them. It was not Russians per se. In fact, most of the Bolsheviks, the communists who went in to effect the Bolshevik Revolution, were non-Russians.
Yeah, they were from New York and London.
Right. And so this is the thing that many people on both the right and left don't understand. Many of the Bernie Sanders people who think that Bernie Sanders was opposing Wall Street, that he's an anti-Wall Street guy, just like Hillary Clinton. Some of them see through Hillary because it's very obvious. She takes huge cash fees from
Goldman Sachs. She's the biggest Wall Street candidate ever.
BlackRock, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, etc. Yeah, she's the most connected Wall Street-funded politician ever. And yet, she is comfortable and happy with the top 1% of the top 1%. And yet she uses this populist rhetoric, this working class appeal.
She even talks in fake hick accents. It is so, she'll talk to a Hispanic group and put on a weird accent. She shows up in a black group and goes, look, soul food. Or she shows up in a Hispanic group and goes, look, hot sauce. And then she goes, how you doing there today? When she's in Kentucky. I mean, talk about a fake.
But this is what we're dealing with at the highest levels, complete phonies and monsters who are posing as champions of the people while they are actually working to concentrate, centralize all power. And this is where you see the key important issue with the globalists and the communist socialists cooperating. What do both of them want? They both want total power, concentrating political, economic, social power all in the hands of an oligarchy, a few. That's what you had in the communist countries and still have in the communist countries. That's what we are getting more and more here as our free market, free enterprise system, what's left of it, is eroded and destroyed piece by piece.
And let me just add, William F. Jasper is joining us, the editor-in-chief of the New American Magazine, the preeminent publication everybody should subscribe to, especially to give to people. Hey, you want to know what's really going on? Read this. I mean, you talk about Veritas, it's it. And when we come back from break, sir, I want to just ask you in the final segment we have, what the world will look like if they succeed? Because you, unlike anybody else, have studied their own documents, their own admissions, what they want to set up. And it's so nightmarish that I get why people think we're conspiracy theorists, because this sounds insane. But if you look at what Hitler wanted to do or what the Soviets wanted to do and other, you know, command and control utopians, it's always over the top unbelievable. And that's why each generation gets caught by it, because the average person doesn't think like this. So we'll come back with William F. Jasper in a final segment then. I've got big breaking news. And into the third hour today, Colonel Schaefer, who blew the whistle on Hillary and Obama being behind ISIS and Al-Qaeda. He's going to join us with the biggest intel yet about what's happening currently in the world and surprises. Surprises are coming today and the next few days. Infowars.com. 4 days out. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300. Or visit Reverie.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, I want to be very clear here. I don't give credit to people just because people want credit. I know William F. Jasper and the John Birch Society doesn't, New American Magazine. We have to recognize the people that have been fighting a long time against this tyranny and who've gone through hell and who've been proven right. Somebody else I want to point out who is the most valuable player in this fight against globalism and who, time after time, is who breaks through the line to get Julian Assange's information out or to get Donald Trump early on out there or to get InfoWars out there. I just had my IT people run in here with a laptop, and they said, look at this. We had like 5 times our record traffic a few days ago. Look at this. Speaking of RedReport.com, they said we are having way more than 8 times our previous record traffic listening to the audio streams and watching the video, which is a small part of our audience, but still huge, from the Drudge link. And see, that's what Matt Drudge is doing. We're not paying for that. Matt Drudge is just linking to everybody that's fighting because we're in a war. So what you do is you go to DrudgeReport.com, you click on the sponsors and support Drudge because it's symbiotic. You go back to the Clinton Foundation, and not the new current one or the global initiative, the even bigger one, the third incarnation that's got tens of billions coming into it. But if you go back to their original library, they got the documents from the Clintons when they first got in 93, and it's all about shut down competition, don't let a new media develop, don't, you know, people sell books or people fund their new media, we've got to go after them and shut them down and use the IRS and use the media and call them conspiracy theorists because that'll produce an economy of outside ideas. Well, you failed. You failed. And you failed to stop DrudgeReport.com, and you failed to stop the New American Magazine. You failed to stop InfoWars. You failed. And so this is a big deal. And I'm not trying to have a celebration here 4 days out from the election, but I'm telling you, folks, we've gone from not even on the map fighting this 50 years ago to now globally, secession from the corporations and big mega banks is the hottest thing out there. And they've had Washington Post articles and New York Times articles and Austin American Statesman articles where they go, oh, my God, InfoWars gets more traffic than CNN and National Review combined. What are we going to do? And I'm like, you just now noticed this? Drudge is getting 15 times the traffic we are. It's just before they would announce Drudge was over because the bigger he got, it shows their attempt to sell a delusion. And William F. Jasper, getting back to you and talking about what the stakes are if we lose, because certainly the empire is going to strike back. But there's an intellectual victory. They're still in control, though, financially. So how do we get through that? But just do you concur or do you disagree? I mean, we should all just pause for a moment and say mainstream media is collapsing. Free thinking is exploding. Renaissance is being rediscovered. I mean, this is a magic moment.
Well, that is why, Alex, there was such a big battle over the last couple of years about control of the Internet. And that battle is not finished yet. The United Nations, the globalists have tried to put the United Nations in charge of the Internet. That did not work. Even many on the left said, hey, wait a second. The United Nations.
So now it's kind of partially because of folks fighting. It's now kind of in limbo.
Right. So now they've taken a transition to that. We're going to go through this nebulous icon corporation, which is not spelled out, and we're going to put it there. But ultimately, the game plan is the same. They will have a global entity under the United Nations controlling it. And, of course, it would be the oligarchy, the one-worlders, who would be really...
And a top Supreme Court justice told Matt Drudge a year ago that is the plan.
Yes, that's been the plan all along, and we've been reporting from those UN summits on the Internet that's precisely what they are planning.
And the Soros WikiLeaks show that. He says, we've just got to shut down our competition by a UN takeover of the web. So we have them admitting that's their plan, so what do we do?
Right. And so, what we have to do is exponentially increase all of our reach over the Internet, get this information out to stop them from moving ahead with this. What we have in the next few days are a number of different scenarios. I'm sure you've played some of them out. If Trump wins in the election, if they're not able to steal it with election machinery, with the electronic voting, then we know that quite a number of things are going to happen. We will have the Black Lives Matter, La Raza folks, creating riots in the streets, social turmoil.
Well, that was my next question. What happens if Trump does get in? I mean, you got one of the best crystal balls out there.
Well, that's almost a given that would happen.
How do we respond then?
Well, that would not be sufficient to bring down our country. We'll have to wait it out. Obviously, we're going to have to try to. That's why the Second Amendment is so important. If you have widespread rioting, the citizens themselves, armed citizens, will protect it and stop it from going out. I was in the L.A. riots down there, and in those black neighborhoods where the rioters didn't destroy the neighborhoods, it was because the black citizens there in South Central L.A. came out with their guns.
That's right. The media would not show that.
No, they didn't see that. It was the Koreans and the Mexicans and the black people in South Central that protected their own neighborhoods. They barricaded their streets. And the mobs, the rioters that were coming down.
I've always noticed the media is very racist. They claim they love black people, but they never show black people doing the right thing, which they do almost all the time, just like everybody else does. They show the bad examples to kind of promote that and then say that's heroic. But I remember the reports. It was a lot of black folks standing up for the rioting, but they would never show that.
Why, minorities, racial minorities, religious minorities, are the ones who should most embrace the Second Amendment. That's their final protection. When you have a majority or a mob coming after you, and the police can't be there, or the police are nowhere in sight, you're on your own, and you better be able to protect yourself. So for Asian Americans, Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, the Second Amendment is one of their...
Hitler's a great example, taking the Jews' guns, putting them in ghettos. I mean, first you take the guns of who you're going to oppress.
Well, we know that beyond that, we already have set up for this election. We have OSCE and UN monitors coming in.
That's where I wanted to go next. I mean, they've been here, a few of them before. Reuters reported a tenfold increase. So they're saying Trump's insane. It doesn't exist. There's no fraud. But the biggest fraud ever is here. So we've got to have the OECD's paramilitary security force here.
Well, and that's part of the plan. They haven't gotten to that point yet. But in other countries around the world, they have used the claim of ungovernability to justify bringing in the blue.
That's where I was going. There's a level even beyond what we're saying here.
Yes. And at this point, that would be very difficult for them to do, because we still have a couple hundred million armed Americans. And there are increasingly, 50 years ago when the John Birch Society launched the Get Us Out of the United Nations campaign, a lot of people thought that they were crazy. I did at the time when I was in college, and until I started studying their materials. And I said,
briefly tell that story about your parents, who were World War II vets, if I remember correctly. And then you're crazy. You look at the material and you were a smart student in college. You're like, whoa, this is real.
Yeah, and I think anyone who really will look at the information, for instance, a lot of the material that you're presenting here, people haven't heard of before until they said, but the public records are out there. Behind me is a small part of my library. Most of the information that we have comes from public sources. Like most media, we have to use inside sources who are anonymous within government agencies or within corporations, etc. But most of the most damning material we get from public source materials. They can be checked. They can be verified. And that's all we're asking people to do is, look, your liberty is at stake. Your future is at stake. Your children's lives, fortunes, and liberties are at stake. Let's put aside all of this entertaining of ourselves to death and get serious about saving our country and saving our civilization.
I agree. And people are finding out it's fun to be informed. It's fun to be involved. I mean, I'm seeing the awakening. It was like a 1 on a Richter scale 5 years ago. It's like a 10 right now. I mean, it is exceedingly strong. That's got to be really, really panicking with social engineers.
Well, and that it is invigorating, and particularly for men, it's a manly thing to be involved in taking control of your life, of your community, of your family. It's a terribly emasculating and wimpy thing for men to just be concerning themselves with sports and other movies and video games while their civilization is being destroyed. So the manly thing to do is to roll up your sleeves and jump in, educate yourself.
And that's why we see the colleges and the big money at total war against men, saying masculinity, leadership, strength is a bad thing. They're trying to teach women that. Women instinctively know that's a load of manure.
Well, and this is one of the things that that's encouraging that we're seeing here, is that people are coming out of, as you know, I was not an early supporter of Trump. We don't endorse people. We don't publicly endorse anybody. I still have my reservations about Trump. He's an imperfect candidate. But many of the things that you have pointed out, we have noted as well. We take our time in analyzing these things, and we've seen the American people fooled many times before by politicians who claim, like Jimmy Carter, that he's an outsider and we need to change and get
rid of
him.
Or Bush wasn't going to be the world super cop. But I mean, with Trump, the fear of the elite's real. I know the inside baseball. Trump is so pigheaded and does love America and doesn't like being screwed over by other elites. He sees himself as an underdog. He relishes defeating these people. They've got his MO. Mr. Jasper, that's why I'm so scared.
I have been convinced as we studied it more and more that the opposition was not just shadow boxing. The overwhelming anti-Trump forces in both the Republican and Democratic administrations, the Council on Foreign Relations, trilateral, Bilderberg, One World elites have just come down on him like even more than they did against Goldwater. The same thing that we experienced over the last 50 years.
And so what's your prime analysis? They know he's imperfect, but he's a man. He's a bull. He does love the country. He's going at him. They know he will never back down. That's why they're scared.
Right, and so this brings us another scenario, and that is, should Trump win the election, what happens to him? As you know, there have been many assassinations throughout history. We're talking about a huge impetus, a huge motive on the part of those who...
Well, I'll tell you, he knows that, and he doesn't want that, but quite frankly, he has no fear. I mean, the guy...
Well, and that is what anyone taking this position has to face up to, because if you have that fear going in, you really shouldn't be in this race. You have to expect that.
I hear you. Well, William F. Jasper, I want to invite you back up for a full hour very, very soon. Even next week, if you've got time, we're going to do 52 hours live broadcast kicking off Monday. Thank you so much for your great work. What a historical time to be alive, and it's great to just be able to recognize how far we've come thanks to those Americans in the 50s, I mean, who just had the spend 60 seconds on that. How did the founders of the John Birch Society get it so right? I mean, just dead on.
Well, first of all, the credit goes primarily overwhelmingly to Robert Welch himself. He was a brilliant man. He was a child prodigy who was reading at the age of 3 and was phenomenally intelligent. But he surrounded himself with a number of other very brilliant men, but men who had experience in the military, in business, in finance, in academia. Guys such as Ludwig von Mises and Henry Hazlitt and many other experts in geopolitics. And he was wise enough to know that one person cannot know everything. And they trusted him because of his integrity and of his brilliance and knowledge. And so he put together this core group of people. And this was right at a time when Americans were realizing, hey, something's terribly wrong. Communists are taking over one country after another. This is like something the world had never seen before, a global conquest, a global slaughter, massacre, genocide on a scale never seen before. And it was being aided at every step by people in our own government.
And Welch, with the military, the Patriots, discovered that it was mega...
Not only the Alger Hisses and those types
of top
banking and business people. And so he was able to get enough people together, and they finally began to make a big enough impact that all of the establishment and the communist and globalist media and academia just came down on them. But we survived.
And the emergency message got out. We held off the globalists a long time. And now every time they try to complete their work, it just proves us right. Then it blows up again. What an amazing thing you guys have done. And I see that as a testament. That's why I don't care about being demonized or lied about. I know I'm doing the right thing. And I know in history, we're standing up for what's right. That's why I don't care what a bunch of collaborators and enemy media say. I'd like to invite you sometime to town if you'd like to come. Maybe make a documentary for online with the history of the John Birch Society and the New American Magazine, because it's a blueprint for victory into other countries and into the future. We'll always face these type of criminal operations. We're not trying to build a utopia here. We're just trying to build a free market. And I want to salute you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Alex. My pleasure.
I mean, folks, it just gives me chills. You read the stuff Welch wrote in the 50s and everything. I mean, they say basically that guy could, like, predict the future. He was so smart, but he understood it. He had the analysis, and then as he found out about it, all these generals and people in Congress came to him and said, how do you know this? This is what's happening. And then he said, well, I could just see it. And they're like, yeah, that's what's going on. And God gives us these type of people. And there's people out there right now. And look, Donald Trump's not perfect. We all know that. But he is a real man. He loves this country. He wants to take the shackles off. He doesn't want to have war with Russia because they've done nothing with us. China's in our face. He's like, okay, you want some? The Islamists want to piss all over us? He's ready to stand up to them. Russia does something to Trump, he'll stand up. That's one false flag they might pull, is stir some stuff with Russia to try to get Trump after Russia. So Trump's got his problems because he's so real that he can be manipulated, but any of us can. The point is that this is an epic battle taking place. It's historical, and I'm just honored to be here. Now, Anthony Gucciardi's here. I drug him in here because we have developed now, what is this, like our 20th product, BioPCA hair and nails formula. This is the best-selling formula, not this formula, but formulas similar to it, of all the different supplements out there. We've spent a long time coming out with this. I want it to be very inexpensive, but the highest quality. And obviously, if it makes your nails and your skin and your hair healthier, it's everything else. This is, but if you want that glow, we've developed it, $29.95. Competitors.
Actually, it's $19.95.
Oh, we're discounting out of the gates.
Yep.
I forgot that. So this is the best deal we've ever put out, and especially for women and other folks. Tell us about it, Anthony. We're going to go to break in a minute, but start telling us about it.
You know, briefly, look, let's just say it like this. You talk to people in the industry, and they say, we can't believe what you're doing, because they put a bunch of junk into something for comparatively way more pricing. We can go over some products that just... My dermatologist friend said, this is absurd. For example, you have just silica, which is one of the ingredients in this. One of the ingredients, we have hit the labels taken off, obviously. $28 for just one of the ingredients we have. We have 14 different ingredients, proprietary formula. Another one.
We've
got to
take a whole presentation on this.
I mean, it's endless amounts of information.
You're showing what you get from a dermatologist.
Yes.
Where just one ingredient, the same dose, is more.
$28 to $35.
Than what we've got.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights protect the back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Now, coming up when I start the next hour, I'm going to get into, will Hillary break? Will Hillary drop out as all this indictment news comes out and reports of sex slaves and children all connected to this new probe in New York with the expansion of Wienergate? and just all the massing total proof that she lied to Congress and lied to everybody else and was the paper play was much, much worse. They've got her. They've got her. But are they crazy enough? This is so historic and so dangerous. Are they crazy enough to start a war or civil unrest? I mean, who knows? We're 4 days out. It's an incredible time to be alive. It is totally insane. And it is the products we sell here that have funded this independent organization. This is now the model of more independent media to just direct sell the public. And that's what other liberty organizations should just do, I suggest, is bypass advertising altogether, bring folks really high-quality products that you develop, or we just private label that's already a bestseller. We've kind of done that with this. We've gone out and found all the best sellers, the highest quality organic companies. That's kind of my model. Like Knockout is 9 different known compounds, valerian root, L-tryptophan, melatonin. The dose in it of melatonin is the dose that in most bottles is $19.95. And then you get 8 other compounds in it. I mean, that's crazy because they mark stuff up 5 to 7 times. We don't do that. So, Anthony, it's FTC and other laws. We have to cover up competitors' names and labels. We're not supposed to show them. We show ours. Okay, whatever. But everybody knows this. Go over what's in our product versus all the stuff people have to take to get the same thing.
Well, it's BioPCA. It's the hair and nails formula, but it's so much more than that. And as always, you know, you can only say certain things about the products. But like I was talking about, people in the industry, we talk to them all the time, heads of major manufacturing companies and things like that, and they're always saying, like,
your girlfriend's an esthetician. She can't believe what a good
doctor. Right, and I have a good dermatologist friend, too. He was showing me some of these. I mean, for example, this has biotin, which is one of the best for hair and nails. I mean, it's just proven over and over again to grow and strengthen nails, et cetera. But we're under attack, and InfoWars Life is all about fighting back. And when you take a shower, it is literally giving toxic junk into your skin. It's messing with your hair. The shampoo you use is junk. It's all just crap, okay? And it's time to actually fight back and do something about it. And we put the best stuff in here. It's a proprietary formula with collagen, enzymes, biotin, vitamins, zinc, orotate, the best forms of it. But there's 10,000, as comparison, 10,000 micrograms of biotin in this, right? In 2 pills. Now, let's compare. This is a $48 product that dermatologists will sell, and it only has 3,000 micrograms of biotin. Okay, so it's about 4 times less.
The industry tells us, they $50. Go, hey, nobody does what you do. They just do marketing. I'm like, why not really have badass supplements?
Exactly. I
treat you like I want to be treated. People say they're superstitious. I'm not superstitious about broken mirrors or Friday the 13th. I'm superstitious about I better treat you like I want to be treated.
Not
I better tell you everything I'm up to. It's got 100% markup. Or this one's a little bit less, but it's discounted like... It's 50% right now. But the point is, we're funding our operation. That's enough. It's not that profit's bad. It's that I just don't get 7 times markup being the average and then giving people crap.
Well, and it's a lot of junk out there, though.
This has way less, and it's $48. And ours is $9. That's one ingredient.
Look, this is also the dermatologist said, well, look, you got to look at this other stuff. Silica, which is what we have, is from bamboo extract. A lot of it's synthetic junk. $35. This is just one ingredient in our product. And they're selling it for $35, and this is a top seller. Okay, so look, we're not going to screw people. So this is more than just the product itself also, which is great.
And we're not even differentiating. I can't believe the industry's like this.
And this is from people that have told me
they just can't help but put only a little bit and then way overcharge because they make more money instead of just saying, I want to give them the best price I can and then dominate and then get all the sales.
Exactly.
Which I didn't even do from a greedy position. I always put out my videos for free. Always said you can make copies. People say, that's really smart marketing. That's why you went so viral. I didn't think that. I wanted to expose stuff, but that's why we were successful. And they just don't get it, Anthony.
And why not support something meaningful you believe in, right? Doesn't mean you have to agree 100% with everything InfoWars does, but why not actually spend as much as you're going to spend on Starbucks to do something that's actually
look, real stuff. There are other supplement companies out there, and that's what we get private label from, that really do sell you super high
quality. Yeah, of course, there's other great stuff out there.
And then they mark up 150%, we mark up 100, and that's how we dominate the market. Yep. I mean, take Child Eats. That's been around 30 years. It's a top product, you know, under another name, sold at Whole Foods. We just discount it. InfoWarsLife.com. Get the new product, BioPCA, hair and nails formula, or 888-253-3133. We have a few more minutes on this, and I'll get to the latest developments. Well, I tell you, this is huge.